This is Tom with Streets of America Homes Outreach Ministry and Beaufort Lighthouse Mission in the Works, our tiny house community. We're trying to get started, and we're hoping that you'll be a part of it. And so we're back. Now, remember the last time we came together on this Christian behavior? And that's what we're dealing with again, Christian behavior. Now remember, the first time we dealt with conduct, second time we dealt with communications, and this time, after all that we spent with the conduct and communications, now we're going to look at the Christian behavior on its consequences. And if you're truly a child of God, if you are, and you're not behaving right, your behavior is wrong, you're not doing like you're supposed to, there's consequences. There will be consequences. You say, does that mean I'm going to lose my salvation and go to hell? No. The Bible shows that you're sealed unto the day of redemption. And look, if God seals you, there's nobody that can unseal you. Once that stamp of approval, that stamp of salvation, once that thing is put on there, there's no one can break that seal except the one that put it there. And that's God. And I'm glad that we're sealed unto the day of redemption. One day we will be redeemed, and I'll be so glad. But in the meantime, we need to focus on those that are in need, those that are lost, those that are on their way to hell, those that need salvation. And the only way we can get them salvation is to get them the Word of God, our behavior, right? And for those that are not acting right, and I meet a lot of people who say that they're saved, and I'm sure you do too, but they're not. Because how do you know? Because the way they behave. And you say, well, you know, children of God, they do get carnal and they do get messed up. And yes, they do. And I will agree with you 100% on that. But if they're carnal and they're doing wrong and there's no consequences. I mean, there's no consequences. There's something wrong. And I'll get more into that in just a moment. But let's come back right after the intro and let's look at this consequences. Okay, Preacher Tom Anderson, Streets of America Homeless Outreach Ministry, and Beaufort Lighthouse Mission in the Works. Consequences. You know, every time something goes wrong and how we handle it with our conduct and our communications, we have to look and understand that There's going to be consequences for everything we do. There's consequences if we do right. There's consequences if we do wrong. And you need to understand, if you're doing wrong all the time, and God hasn't dealt with you, then I would look strongly to see whether you're even a child of God. Because there's something about it that you realize that a father that loves his children will chasten him. And if you're doing wrong, if your conduct is wrong, and your communications are wrong, and they're being affected, the consequences will be chastisement by God. You say, well, no, God is a loving God. He's not going to do that. There's no way. God won't do that to me. If you're a child of God, he's your father. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember when I was coming up, And if my behavior wasn't right, and I was doing wrong, contrary to my father's word, contrary to the things I was taught and told, I got chastised. Now, I don't know about you, but my daddy whooped my rear end. And sometimes a little bit too much. And I know some of y'all laugh about that, but you know, sometimes you just gotta learn. That's what I had to do. I had to learn. And it was because of my foolishness. And there's one thing, when I was younger, I was foolish. I mean, really foolish. Did a lot of bad things. I know a lot of y'all are going, ooh, I can't wait to tell somebody, ooh. I don't care. Because I did. I did a lot of foolish things. But you know what? My father whooped my rear end. Most of all, because my mama did. And you got to realize now, I know the husband and wife, they're one flesh. And here on earth, when it comes to that, my mother whipped my rear end in the name of Jesus, actually in the name of my father, which was my earthly father, but she also whipped my rear end in the name of Jesus, because she didn't let nothing get past, and she is Christian mama, she loved God. Unfortunately, that wasn't me. Didn't care about God, didn't care about hardly anything except myself, and that's the way I was. But as I got older and got saved, I realized, you know, that all that foolishness I did. At the time, I didn't realize. You know, why am I always getting spanked? Why am I always getting in trouble? Well, it was me. I was the one causing the trouble. I just didn't see it sometimes. And it's like Christians. If you're truly a child of God and you mess up, well, the Lord's going to let you know. The Holy Spirit of God's going to deal with you. You're going to get it right. But if you're just on and on doing wrong, and God's not chastising you, God is not dealing with you, it's like you're not even communicating with God through that. I mean, like he's not there, God's just letting you get away with it. You better check it. You're probably not saved. Because God's not going to let you get away with it. You say, well, you know, how do you know? Well, the Bible talks about it. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12. And Hebrews chapter number 12, and we'll read this. And we'll go through this slowly, and then we'll go through some other verses of Scripture. I'll show you this. It says Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. And I'll give you just a second to get there. And I'll sip on my hot cocoa because my throat is sore. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And that's what we need to do. We need to run that race. We need that one that is set before us. Let's be faithful about doing that running and that race. It says in verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. We might. It might come to that. We just turned into the year 2021. I don't know what's going to happen. We've got a new administration. They've got a strange agenda. And you don't know, you might be needing to pray a whole lot more this year, in the next 4 years. Because I see Jesus is on his way. But he says here, Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. The chastening of the Lord. Now, you're going to tell me that God is so loving and all that stuff that you've never been chastened by God? God has never had to whoop up on you? And when I say whoop up on you, I simply mean not abusing you, but simply chastising you to get your attention that, hey, look, you're not where you ought to be and you're not doing what you ought to do. Your conduct has been wrong. Your communications have been wrong. Now comes consequences. All right? Now, if you've been doing right, God's not going to chastise you for doing right. He's going to chastise you for doing wrong. And normally, if you feel like things are going wrong and you feel like God is dealing with you on something, maybe you ought to check and find out what you're doing and double check those things that you have been doing and make sure that they are in line with what God wants you to do. See, we got to be careful. Now, what's this? He says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. All right? That doesn't sound like he's mean. It says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. If he's chastening you, he loves you. That's something I found out. That, look, if your daddy is whipping your rear end, young children, if your daddy is doing that, it's probably because he loves you. And I know you hear the thing about it's going to hurt me. Oh, what more is going to hurt you? And I always found out it hurt me. But as I got older and got to be a father, it did hurt me to have to whip my children. I did. It hurt. I didn't like it. I didn't like it, but it had to be done. You know, especially when they're crying and they're I'll never do it again. I promise I'll never do it again. I still had to do it. And it does hurt. A parent that truly loves their children, when you have to discipline them, it does hurt. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now remember, I told you that if you're out there and you're doing wrong and things like that, and God ain't dealing with you, God's not chastening you, God is not getting you back in line where you ought to be at. If God is not dealing with you and you're out there doing all this stuff and God is not dealing with you, you better check it out and make sure that you are a son or a daughter. Make sure you're a child of God. Because you can't have the bad conduct and you can't have the bad communications and God not deal with you if you're truly saved. Now, if you're lost, and you say, hey, I do what I want to do, I ain't got no God telling me what to do, and this, that, and the other, then so be it. Then that's that is the path you've chosen. That is the way you've chosen to go. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus Christ is the way. You can choose to follow Jesus Christ, go his way, listen to his word, study his word, read and believe his word, and be a child and get a spanking if you get out of line. Or you can choose to go your own way, do your own thing, don't get a spanking and all that stuff. And a lot of y'all are probably saying, oh man, that sounds pretty good, because I don't have no problems. That you will when you die. See, you can stand now and you can take your fist and you can shake it at God. Where you at? Show me where you at. Show me what you got, big boy. You can talk to God that way. He'll let you. He does. He lets you do that. Now, while you're alive, you can resist him and you can push away from him and you can do all the things you want to do while you're living. You see, but we have a body, a soul, and a spirit. We have a physical body that one day is just going to quit. The heart's going to stop pumping. The blood's going to quit flowing. It's going to be over with, dead and gone. You have a spirit, and you have a soul. That soul is eternal. That soul is one day going to spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven or in hell. That's a choice that you need to be seriously thinking about now. Your spirit. I believe the spirit is that's what's going to be judged of God. I mean, God is going to judge that spirit, and that soul is going to serve the consequences. I hope I said that right. I hope some of y'all don't think I'm in some gaga land somewhere. But your soul will go to either spend eternity in heaven or hell, but your spirit is going back to God. And I want you to understand some things. When you die, that's it. You're serving God and loving God and all that as far as your service and what you can physically do for God, telling folks about the Lord Jesus Christ, doing something for Him, is now. It's not when you're dead and gone. It's now. Your conduct is now. Your communications is now. What you do now, what you write now in your life, you are writing your history. You are writing your life right now as you live. And you will be eventually read later when you're good, when you're dead and gone. People will talk about you by what you wrote in your life. In other words, how you live is a writing in the minds of other people by how they see you act. And look, if you're going to act like a fool, you'll die as a fool dieth. If you're going to act righteous, I'm not talking about self-righteous, because that would be foolish too, but act righteous in the sense of doing right for God, doing right in His eyes, trying to serve Him, trying to reach people with the gospel, trying to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to try to serve honestly as you can. That's what it's about. There's where you need to start looking and understanding that, hey, what I'm writing right now in my life, what I'm writing is to do the will of the Father. All right? Because the Father is going to deal out consequences. He's going to deal out the chastisement if you misbehave. But if you want to live as a heathen lives, and you don't want God, and you don't want Jesus Christ, you don't want the Bible, you don't want the Word of God, you don't want to live right, you'd rather go out and drink it up, smoke it up, do all those things, if that's the life that you have chosen that you want to do, you have the right to do that. Everyone has a right to live a life however they want to. I don't have a right to make you do what you don't want to do. If you want to live like a heathen, and you say, hey, look, I have chose the path. And look, you may say to yourself, well, hey, I'm going to live like I want to live, and I'm still going to heaven because I'm going to make myself go to heaven. Because ain't nobody going to keep me out. They can't keep me out of heaven. How are they going to do that? Look, we all going to the same place. And if heaven's the place, that's where we're all going. No, we're not going to the same place. There's a lot of people are going to the same place. But God has made a choice. You can love the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And He said, if I go to prepare a place, He said, I'm coming again. And that's why us Christians talk about looking for Jesus Christ to come back. Because He's come back for the church. You say, what's the church? The saints of God. Christians. Those that are trying to watch their conduct, and their communications, those that are trying to try to do what God wants them to do. Yes, I'll be first to say, I ain't been perfect. I've said that before. I'm not perfect. Have I been chastised? You better believe it. And will I be chastised again? You better believe it. Because that's what God does. And you know what? I'm a child, and children misbehave. And evidently, I'm going to do something wrong, and I'm going to get in trouble for it, and God's going to deal with me on it. And that's what we have to understand, is that there is consequences for our conduct and our communications. If we start saying things and acting the way we're not supposed to, God will chastise us. If we start going to places we're not supposed to go, listen, Christians, hey, listen, don't look over there, look here. If you're going to places that you ought not be going, you need to quit it. If you're a Christian and love God, if you are a true Christian, and you're going to places you should not, quit it. You say, why are you telling me to quit it? Because I don't want you to have to get chastised by God. God has a way to get your attention far more than I do. I'm just using a video camera. All right? I had a video camera, and you're looking at a video. That's as far as I can go. I can't grab you by the hair and grab you by the teeth and whatever. I can't do that. Well, I can, but I don't want to get beat up. So my way is just to do it through video and to let God deal with you. God knows how to deal with you and your conduct and your communications. And the consequences will be what you want. If you want God to constantly have to spank you, so be it. If you want God to constantly pat you on the back and do right, so be it. And that's what it's about. I mean, I could go into more. I could read more here. I could read that. I could read the rest of this. But I think we can see in Hebrews where it's talking. Verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. You see that? Verse number 9 in Hebrews 12:9. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Listen to me. Our father, our moms and dads spanked us because of our foolishness. They didn't spank us because we did right. They spanked us because we did wrong. They spanked us because of our conduct and our communications. Things we learned when we went to school, came home and presented that to our mom and dad, found out that, I shouldn't have said that. You know, when you're younger and you're kind of innocent-minded and some kid at school says something that he heard his mom or dad say, and it's not real good, and then you go home and say, that's funny, and you go home and you're joking about it, and all of a sudden you start saying it, and all your mom and dad, they're like, Now, they may not smack you, they may not spank you, but they're going to discipline you and say, hey, that's wrong. Now, never again. Don't do it again. And so you know not to do it again. And all of a sudden you're around the house, and all of a sudden next thing you know, you do it again. And mom and dad say, hey, you were told not to do that again. Go to your room. You're not going to play with Johnny today. You go to your room, you stay there. And then you get out of your room from being disciplined, and you get back around there and you do it again. You just do it. Do you do this, say this, or whatever it is, do it again. And this time, it's meet me in your room. I'll be there in a minute. Whoa. And then you know the discipline is coming because you're doing it again. And you know it's coming. And you're saying, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? And it'd be like me when I got in trouble. Man, I remember one time I knew my dad was coming in there, or my mom, one or the other. But I knew she swung a mean belt. And boy, I mean, she could whoop your rear end with that thing. And I think it was my dad, though. I think my dad was coming in there. And this ain't no joke. I must have put on 5 or 6 pairs of pants. But God will chastise you. He doesn't always show grace. And I guess that he will show mercy, but he will chastise his saints, his children. He will chastise his people. And that's what we have to understand. Look, our life, I might as well say this, our life is but a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. It appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. As the children of God, we have a short time, but we need to be faithful. Remember, we have to remember this. Remember point one, conduct. Remember point two, communications. And remember point three, what is it? Consequences. There's consequences for everything in life. There's consequences. And we have to understand that one day we're going to meet God. Listen, if you're lost, you're going to meet God. You see, right now, like I said before, you can push away God all you want. You have the physical ability to do that. Push him away. But one day when you die, as you shake your fist at God now, one day, and as you shake your fist and you can walk away, you have the physical ability to walk away from God. Just walk away, saying, I'm not listening to none of that stuff. You got to do it. But one day when you die, you're no longer in that physical body. You now have a soul and spirit. And look, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. When you're in God's hand, literally, when you're in God's hand, you're not going to shake your fist at him. When you enter into that spirit world from this physical life and you realize, oh no, what is going on? If you want to shake your fist at God, go ahead. But the Bible says, but the Bible makes it clear that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You can shake your fist and walk away now, but one day, when you fall into God's hand, you're going to realize that you should have done what the Bible told you. You should have listened to the preacher. You should have listened to the preachings. You should have listen to that gospel track. You should have done that, but you didn't. And you will bow before God, and your tongue will confess. You say, what will it confess? It'll confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It'll confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It'll confess. Your tongue will confess that you are lost. And you're going to a place that God told you about ahead of time. Well, you've got the choice. You're still in your fleshly body. So, Christians, live for God. Heathens, get saved. Listen to the preacher. Look. Read God's word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Hey, the Christian life is great. No. It has its ups and downs, like everything else. You live this life in this world, it's got its ups and downs. Christianity has its ups and downs. It is what you make it. So, until next time, I'll surprise you with something else. I've got plenty that we can preach on. I'll bring some more points on something else. But this time it was Christian behavior, dealing with conduct, dealing with communications, and dealing with the consequences. So this is Preacher Tom Anderson, Streets of America Homeless Outreach Ministry and Buford Lighthouse Mission in the works. And until next time, God bless.